A group of scientific advisors to the Food and Drug Administration is considering the charms of menthol in cigarettes. At issue in testimony that began yesterday is whether menthol lures young people to cigarettes. The question for the FDA panel is whether menthol cigarettes should be banned, just as Congress banned other flavored cigarettes. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Scientists have wondered if the taste and characteristics of menthol don't enhance its appeal as a starter cigarette. Federal studies have shown that large numbers of young people seem to prefer certain brands such as Newport's or Marlboro. A vice president of Philip Morris USA, Jane Lewis, insists that the company doesn't target these groups, but says consumers are attracted by a combination of factors to menthol cigarettes.
Consumers tell us that they're cooling. They tell us there's a taste preference, and they tell us that they're cooling. And that all sort of kind of folds together, I think, into what they prefer with those cigarettes.
But when panelists suggested that menthol covers the harshness of tobacco and makes it harder to give up a harmful habit, the scientific director of Lorillard, the manufacturer of Newport's, William True, objected.
Absolutely not. The most significant items that impact the harsh taste of a cigarette are the tobacco blend, the moisture level of the blend, and the filter ventilation. Okay, our product developers do not use menthol in any way, shape, or form to try to cover up, mask, or minimize that harsh taste.
The studies show that the byproducts of nicotine rise more quickly in the blood in the first few minutes of smoking a menthol cigarette than with a regular cigarette. About a half hour later, there is no difference. And menthol smokers tend to smoke fewer cigarettes, which suggests that it takes fewer menthol cigarettes to achieve the same effect. But True says that doesn't mean the product is more harmful.
Internal studies do not indicate that menthol cigarettes are smoked any differently or more intensely than our non-menthol cigarettes. And these studies reinforce the overwhelming weight of epidemiology literature, which indicates that menthol and non-menthol cigarettes convey similar risks of chronic disease.
However, African Americans who have a higher rate of lung cancer mainly smoke menthols and mainly Lorillard's Newports. The company's marketing director, Leonard Jones, denied they target African Americans, although they do place ads in African American magazines. But he says most of their promotional activities are directed to retailers.
There's this misconception that we advertise or promote our products differently in different ethnic communities. That's not true. A state that indexes high for Newport development may be eligible for a higher rate of discount.
Jones says that means in states where excise taxes have increased the price of the cigarettes, Lorillard provides discount products to protect its share of the market. In the second round of testimony today, the FDA advisory panel will examine more closely the use of menthol by certain groups, why young people seem to gravitate to the product, and the effect of menthols on smokers who are trying to quit. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.